Hey everybody, Victor Prolink here from Drustring, coming to you from Chicago still. Today I want to talk about something that if you hire anybody remotely, whether that's a developer, designer, or completely somebody else, customer support, customer success, really doesn't matter. If you want to hire them, these are the things you need to be very clear about before you even go to a recruiter. So we advise on that, of course, but if you go to anybody or post a job post or anything like that, these are the things, this entire list that you need to sort of think about to be able to make a good offer or an attractive offer, or also just to give some clarity. So that's not the roles and responsibilities. That's obviously the most important thing you need to think of. But if you have those, most people just think as far as the roles and responsibilities and what that person needs to do. And so assume you have that, you know what you need a person to do. But then there's all these meta things that you need to think of. Before I dive into that, at Drustring, what do? We're a recruiting and consulting company for SaaS. We help people find the right developers, we headhunt, and what we also do is we have a network of software houses if you want turnkey software development, and we have fractional CTOs and CPOs if you need consulting around accountability, dev processes, delivering on time, building a culture, all of those things. We consult on that, and we've helped dozens and dozens and dozens of companies do that, and hundreds of companies hire remote developers. Now, what are the things that you need to think about? Number one, you need to be clear, especially remotely, about the working hours. What kind of time zone overlap do you need? How much availability do you need? What is crucial? That might be different for various roles. It might depend on other people they interact with. And so what are the core working hours that you require them to be online versus are there any flexible hours? Secondly, is there any geography that you prefer versus that is excluded? That may be because of the aforementioned, you know, time zone overlap or working hours, but that may also have legal reasons, legal implications, countries where it's easier to sign GDPR compliant contracts, whatnot. There might be a lot of reasons, right? Secondly, days off, especially paid days off or unpaid days off, and public holidays. Do you grant public holidays in your country so that the entire team has the same? Do you grant public holidays where the person resides, which, you know, obviously is cooler for that person because they tend to, you know, obviously prefer days off with their entire family. But that's something you need to think about, right? What is important to you? What can you give? Vacation, pay time off is a very big one because the biggest difference is obviously between the US and Europe, where in the US you have a standard, 5 days of PTO. In Europe, it's more like 20 to 25 at least, plus the 10 to 12 public holidays. So it is a big difference, and we tend to get a bit of pushback on that. So it really depends what role it is, how much you want to offer. And so that's a thing to think about. The employment type is important. Do you add somebody on as a contractor? It depends on the countries, whether you can do that, especially if they're full-time. Is that even possible? What legal requirements do they need to fulfill to be a legal contractor? That's not always easy. Do you want to go through an employer of record? Do you want to go through an agency of record or any other type of company that shields you from that responsibility? So we do that, for example, when you hire through us, Social Security, whatnot. In terms of contracts, you know, most contracts, especially remotely, they're not that easy to enforce. So the contract is obviously mostly so that everybody's on the same page and that everybody knows what their roles and responsibilities are, when they can quit and whatnot. But for you, what's most important is the IP assignment clause and the non-disclosure. That's just for legal reasons, right? So you have all of those ducks in a row and you don't get problems later when you want, I don't know, get an investor on board or sell your business or anything like that. Then what the payment mode is. So do you pay a monthly salary? Do you pay hourly? Do you give bonuses, any other benefits? That's important to know, and that can tie into the total package. You need to pay attention to and set a standard for, say, the internet connection, right? What type of internet connection is required in that job? That's a thing that a lot of people underestimate. But also the working environment is something that we usually check and make sure the person can actually work, right? And doesn't work from within, I don't know. We've seen things from busy kitchen to country club and whatnot. And sometimes that can be a bit weird on calls. It also depends on the role, right? Whether that's important or not. But if you're applying for a sales position with tons of video calls, you gotta make sure that your environment is good. And definitely in any type of role, you need to be able to concentrate and work, right? So that is important. The work device, you know, if that's the person's own device, what sort of minimal requirements do you have? Obviously, some positions have bigger, some smaller requirements if it's just email versus if it's like photo editing or whatnot. But still, there are some minimal requirements, and you know, we've seen people with devices sold that, you know, obviously can't even, let's say, having 20 to 30 Chrome tabs open isn't very uncommon these days. In terms of language and culture, right, so that mostly refers to English skills and shared values and being on time and whatnot. So it's usually crucial, but also more complex things, right? Hard to be very specific about that. Usually what we advise is you study up on certain cultures. If you a very quick way, 5 minutes to do that, or if you have a bit more time to read the book, it's Aaron Meyer's Culture Map. Super fascinating and interesting book, but also a tool with lots of charts on how different cultures act differently and how you have different expectations on leadership, on questioning authorities, on all those sort of things, whatever that might be, right? And that is just very interesting to know. Hard to expect that. It's just like, depending, that's also maybe a geographical thing where you might want to include or exclude. When somebody works remotely, they need to be self-managed, right? That is probably the most important skill, soft skill, when somebody works remotely, is they actually push forward, they're motivated, they don't need to be micromanaged. That is the most important skill. Oftentimes you can test that through a test task, things like that. There's no, I would say, definitive test for that, but you could come fairly close. Also, do they need to lead anybody? Is there teamwork? Do they work in isolation? Do they work very closely with other people? So that is very relevant to establish up front, as much as who do they report to, and if they lead anybody, who as well, and what KPIs are relevant. So these are just a couple of points beyond what does somebody do and whether their roles and responsibilities that you should keep in mind. And we have strong wind here. So here's the fountain, and I keep getting wet from it. I'll try to seek shelter. Thank you so much. If you have any questions, let me know. If you want to hire someone, want to get any advisory on that, feel free to book a call. The link is in the description. Looking forward to talking to you. Thank you.